Abra. Ezekiel 34:26. Ezekiel 34:26. Go, church, read together with me. Let's go. One, two, go. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will send down showers in their season. And they shall be showers of blessings. Hello. Are you ready for the showers of blessings? In the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands and pray? The word of the Lord said, I will make them a blessing. Can you pray? The Lord is making me a blessing. He's making me a blessing. He's making me a blessing. According to the word of the Lord, I decree concerning my life, the Lord is making me a blessing. I am a blessing. I am a blessing. The Lord is making me a blessing. He's making me a blessing. The Lord is making me a blessing. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He said, he's making them and their land a blessing. If my people say, a rich man in the midst of plenty poor people is the poorest of them all. If you are blessed and the land on which you are is not blessed, what is the essence of a blessing? You are a man, you are a one-man local champion in Duse. Everybody comes to ask you for things. You get tired one day. It's good for you to be blessed and the land around you blessed. It's good for you to be blessed and everybody in your family blessed. Nobody begging another person. When we meet, it's for celebration and talking about the good things that God is doing for us. But because most of us are evil, wicked, and terrible, you want to be the only one doing well and everybody bowing down before you. Not in this church. In this house, everybody is blessed and our land is blessed. Are you here with me? Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say, I am blessed and my land is blessed. According to the word of the Lord, I am blessed. My children are blessed. I am blessed. All around me is blessed. I am blessed. Anyone attached to me, they are blessed. They are blessed. I am blessed. And the land around me is blessed. I am blessed. And all around me are blessing. I am blessed. And all around me are blessings. All around me are blessings. All around me are blessings. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He said, and I will send the rain down. I will send down the showers in their season. And physically, is a season of showers. Physically, is a season of showers. And spiritually, we've been the season of showers for long. It's just knowing how to tap into it. Can I have, there shall be showers of blessing on the keyboard. There shall be showers of blessing. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. It's a season of the showers. Let there be showers of your goodness, of your favor, of your blessings all around me. Let there be showers, 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 showers. Let there be showers of your goodness, of your mercies, of your blessings. Let there be showers all around me. Let there be showers of your blessings, of your goodness, of your mercies. Let there be showers of your favor. Let there be showers of breakthrough. Let there be open doors. Showers. Showers all around me. Let there be showers all around me. Let there be showers all around me. Showers of your blessings. Showers of your mercies. Let there be showers all around me. Mandele bokuli meke talaba. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Nehemiah 13:2. Brethren, I need you to know once again that the curse is not greater than the blessing. Please, as Africans, we have this negative mentality that what the devil does, the curse is great, is great. Listen, the blessing is greater than the curse. The blessing crushes the curse and make it as nothing. Example, you might have suffered under a curse for long years. When the blessing comes, in 3 months, you can forget entirely your past history by the present circumstance happening to you.
Why? The blessing is always superior and greater than the cost. Please, I need you to understand this so that you can desire the blessing of God in the midst of anything you are going through. The blessing is always better, higher, greater than the cost. For they did not meet the people of Israel with bread and water, but they hired Balaam against them to curse them. Yet our God turned the curse into the blessing. Can I hear you say, yet my God turned the curse into the blessing? Can I hear you say that? Can I hear you say that again? Yet my God turned the curse into the blessing. Remember, you have an advantage. And part of your advantage is he that causes you is cursed, and he that blesses you is blessed. So God is turning our curses into blessing. Hello, are we here? Lift your right hand up. Say, I am blessed. And the Lord is arising and is turning every curse into blessing. What men meant for evil against my children, against me. What men meant for evil against me, against my children. The Lord is arising and is turning the curse into blessing. My God is arising and turning every curse into blessing in the name of Jesus. Can we pray this and say, oh Lord, arise, turn every curse against me into blessing. You are the only one that can do that. Oh Lord, arise. Any spoken word against my children anywhere, against my life, against the work of my hand. Oh Lord, arise, turn the curse into blessing. Oh Lord, arise, turn the curse into blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Malachi 3:12. I just covered my time. Is running very, very fast. Malachi 3:12. Then all nations will call me blessed, for I will be a land of delight, says the Lord. My life, my land, and everything I do is delightsome, and they are calling me blessed. Hey, are we here? You are leaving this church today. Anyone that meets you will know there is a change about you. In the name of Jesus, can we pray to God and say, all nations, all people will arise and call me blessed. They will arise and call me blessed. My land shall be delightsome. My land will be a land of delight. My land will be a land of delight. All nations will arise and call me blessed. And my land shall be a land of delight. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for Nigeria? Can we pray? Let's say all nations shall arise and call Nigeria blessed. And our land shall be a land of delight. And our land shall be a land of delight. All nations arise and call Nigeria blessed. And our land shall be a delight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know the state of your family, the state of your extended family, the state of your family, but the decree of the Lord for you today, that men will arise and call you blessed, and your land shall be a delight. Lift your hands up. Say, by grace and by your mercy, let all nations, all people, see your blessings and call me blessed. And let my land be delightsome. Let my land be a delight. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Luke 1:48. Wow. Luke 1:48. Can we reach God at 4? He has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations. Are you in church? Do you know that they are talking about you? Are you unhappy that the Bible is calling you blessed? There are some things when you hear, you shout. It not look frowning. Sometimes I don't understand. Is all generation will call you blessed and you are squeezing your face? Is that how a blessed man looks? You have been too religious for so long. Who told you must be quiet in church? Stop squeezing your face at me this morning before I get angry with you. I'm seeing blessed people.
And blessed people are joyous people. Hello, are we here? Lift your hand and let's say, oh Lord, thank you. You have looked down on my humble estate. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. All generations. All generations. All generations. All generations. All generations. All generations shall call me blessed.
All generations shall call me blessed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want my children to remember me. And when they remember me, they thank God for my life. I want my children to remember me. And when they remember me, they thank God for my life. I want my children to remember me. And when they remember me, they thank God for my life. I want my children to remember me. I want all Nigeria to remember me. And when they remember me, they call me blessed. I want the government to rise one day and say, we give that sweet name to him. They arise one day and say, holiday in his name. Why? They call me blessed. Some never had any child. We are still celebrating them today. Some are stupidly running after male children. God help you. Blessed are 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 you. Lift your two hands and let's just thank him. Thank you for your blessings. Your blessing is an advantage. Thank you for the advantage of your blessing. We bless you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I've discovered that one of the most potent arrows of the devil is ignorance. He will do anything for you not to know. And you know, those days, we have many jokes about JJCs, Johnny Just Come in Lagos. Where you are looking at a bridge and you are looking at someone and you say, they don't look for free. You have to pay for what you are looking. How many houses have you looked at? You know, many jokes about that. When you don't know a thing, you pay for what has been freely given to you. Brethren, today I need you to know that you have an advantage because of what God says you are.
Romans chapter 8. Let's check verse 15 to 17. Oh Lord, help me. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. They have never born the devil that will make me feel I'm not a child of God. They have never born the situation that will make me feel, oh Lord, why not? If I am not your child.
Circumstances only change the fact that I'm a child of God. The spirit of God in me always bears witness with me. No matter what happens outside me, that I am a child of God. You need to know this. I will come in the future to teach about the orphan spirit. There are many Christians that see themselves as orphans, even though they have been born again and they have received the spirit of adoption. But that's a matter for another day.
Verse 17, which I want all of us to read together. Let's go together.
And if children,
put 16 and 17 together, no matter how big it is on the screen. Can we read together? Let's go. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. If we are children, then we are heirs. not only heirs,
we are heirs of Christ.
Let me give you an example. When Abraham was about to die,
he gathered, he called the sons of his concubine, the children of Keturah, and gave them gifts and sent them away. But Isaac was his heir. He gave every other thing he had to Isaac.
What the children of a concubine receive are gifts. It looks as if they inherited something.
But what they inherited cannot be compared. And the Bible did not even call it an inheritance.
What am I saying?
The Bible intentionally there make you to know that we are heirs of God. But we are not heirs like the heirs of the children of Keturah. He now added and said we are fellow heirs with Christ.
If you read some translation, it will say we are
co-heirs with Christ.
If you read some translation, he said we are joint heirs with Christ.
I have a joint account with Jesus Christ.
They think they blow my head. Joint account. Joint account.
Everything he has access to, I have access to it. It now no concern me if not equal access. But joint account, they get signatory A, B, C. Maybe he has made me A. I don't know. I don't care. But if I have only 1% access to 1% of what Jesus has access to, nobody can stand me on earth. I have an advantage.
I have joint heirs with Christ.
I have a joint account with him. Are you here?
Please, if you are leaving anything, if you are leaving church today with anything, no.
You are a signatory with Christ to God's account. You have a joint account with him.
Are we here? Can we give the Lord a shout in the house? Praise the Lord. Simply,
we are joint heirs
with him.
Galatians 3:26.
We need to handle some things quickly. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. In Christ Jesus, we are not sons of God by coming to church, by bearing Mary, by bearing Elizabeth. That your name is something
does not make you a son of God. That you come to church,
that you walk in church, that you're a worker in church. If you are not a son of God by faith,
you have no signatory. You have no right to the account. We became signatory to the account. We had joint heir.
We became joint heir with him because we were children of God.
Ephesians 1:5, he adopted us.
Listen.
We have many kind, how will I say it? We have children that we gave birth to biologically. We have children that we gave birth, that we receive or gave birth to through adoption. Once you sign adoption papers, the child you adopted has the same right with the child you gave birth to.
Jesus, only begotten of a father. All of us are adopted children of a father by Jesus. Jesus went to the cross and died, and when we give our life to him by faith, God adopts us.
I've had some friends that because we're very close, my parents adopted them. They became like one, a member of a family that people outside can never know that we are not blood. And they came to the family through me.
I've had people that come, that people call, even in Abuja, that people call, pastor's brother, my brother, and all those things. And they don't know that we are not related by blood of any kind. They are just adopted by me. And every right I give to my children, I give to them.
When we are adopted by God, every right and privilege he has given to Jesus, he makes available to us. But the first thing is you must be adopted. Are you an adopted child of God? Adoption is not by coming to church. Adoption is by receiving Jesus into your life. Galatians 4, 5, 7. I love this. He came to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive.
Jesus came to redeem those who were under the law so that they might receive adoption as sons. One of the things, the reason that Jesus came is that he might adopt me and carry me from Nigeria, from Yoruba land, and move me to Zion. So you look at me, you say, he's Yoruba. It's because you are not seeing well. I'm from Zion. Adopted, doing well, joined signature to the account in heaven, enjoying myself on earth. You don't know me. You think you do. But some of you have started knowing me little by little. Because we are co-sons and we know who he has made us.
To redeem those who are under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons.
And because you are sons, he has sent the spirit of his father into your heart so that you can cry, Abba, Father. Look at verse 7.
So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
And if a son, I can't hear, and if a son,
a head, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Can I hear your confession? No longer,
I'm no longer
a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God.
I'm no longer
a slave to fear.
I am a child of God.
I am a child.
Can I hear your voice?
God.
I'm no longer a slave. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave. I am a child of God. I beg you in the name of God, stop praying like a slave. Father, what will I eat today? Please provide the food for today. You are a slave. Slave prayer. My child has not ever woken up and thought about it. Daddy, give me food to eat today now. Why is the food delaying? In fact, they just wake up and say, Mommy, where is our food this morning? You are adopted. Stop praying like a slave. Ignorance is killing you. You are sons. Can we say together, I am a son. I am not a slave. I have access to the kingdom of heaven. I have access to the resources of heaven. I am not a slave. I am a son. Are we here? Have your seat. We are going somewhere. Even though the time is short. Because we are heirs, we have an advantage. Listen to me. When it says we are co-heirs, Hebrews 1:2. Let me lay some foundation. For the Hebrews 1:2. But in this day he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all. Jesus is the heir of all things. And we are co-heir with him. If we are co-heir with him, that means we are co-heir. We are heir of all. Do you understand that? Please. Primary school arithmetic. Jesus has been appointed heir of everything. Now, we are co- and joint heir with him. That means we are heir of all. Is that straightforward? Let's move on. Then. And the Bible says, we are joint heirs. Listen. If you are joint heirs, then we are entitled to the Father's inheritance. If you are joint heirs, it means we share in the inheritance of Christ. I've already told you
we have a access to his joint account.
When we are jointers, we know
we have the same rights.
We have the same privileges. We have the same access that Jesus has to the Father.
Think about it.
Jointer. Access that Jesus has to the Father. The right that Jesus has to the Father. The privilege that Jesus has to the Father.
We have it also. Then you think I don't have an advantage over people in life? I do, sir. I do, sir. I do, sir. I inherit the same rights, the same name, the same inheritance that Jesus has. So God gave Jesus a name above every other name. Because I have a joint inheritance with him, I use that name that has been given Jesus that is above every other name when I'm in trouble. I have access to that name. Can I hear you shout Jesus?
Shout that name, let me hear you. Shout that name, let me hear you.
You have access to that name. Listen, it is not by calling Jesus that makes it work. It's by understanding the access and the power you have in that name. I have access to his name.
I'm a beneficiary of all his will and his testament. What belongs to Jesus belongs to me.
I have access. Can I quickly show you some things we have access to? Before I go to Ephesians 1 and show you what Paul wrote about the advantage we have in Christ. We have access to his glory. John 17:22. I will take it in the second service. John 17:22. The glory that you have given me. You know, sometimes I read the Bible and I know that I don't know anything. Look at this one. The glory you have given me, I have given them. Please, can you think about it?
Jesus was so glorious that even in painting of Jesus, they put a glory around his head.
And he said, the glory you have given me, I have given them. Think about it.
The glory you have given me, I have given them.
And somebody say your destiny is not glorious, your life is not glorious because of what you are going through now.
The glory, Father, you have given me, I have given them.
Can I hear you say the glory you have given Christ, he has given me.
Say, God, the glory you have given Christ, he has given me.
I don't have time to explain. Just think about it. We have access to many things. Let me go and show you from Ephesians 1 four advantages that being jointers makes available to us. Number one, we have advantage. We have access. We are heirs of who he is and his divine nature. Can I repeat that again? We are heirs of who he is and we are heirs of his divine nature.
That means who Christ is, we are. The nature of Christ, we have. 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Please, don't take my word for it. Just take scripture. I'll just show you scripture. Look at this. 1 John 4:17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. The whole church, I read together. Oh yeah, let's read together. Because are you in church? Can we read together? Let's go. One, two, go. Because as he is, so also we are in the world.
The first time I discovered this scripture, I almost went ballistic. But the day I discovered this scripture, I did not discover it well.
In my mind, what I read was this.
Because as he was, so also are we in this world. It was later that I saw that he said, because as he is. As he was how he lived on earth. As he is now is how he seated on the throne in heaven, looking down on his enemy, enjoying God. He didn't say, as he was, so I am. He said, as he is. Hello?
Let's learn from Jesus. He was crushed. He was beaten. He was kicked.
That's as he was.
But as he is, Lion of the tribe of Judah, in charge, in control, directing the affairs of the world, ruling over everybody,
as he is, so I am in this world. Why? I am a joint heir with him.
Walk in the consciousness that as he is, so you are in the world.
In fact, as he was, is even good enough for me. I'm telling you. And you can't do the ease. The ease is always connected to the was.
And everything he gained on the cross of Calvary belongs to me.
But the Bible is saying much more than that. As he is now, so I am in the was.
2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us into his own glory and excellence. Look at verse 4. By which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. I took this last week.
So that through them I might be partakers of his divine nature. As I am now, if I decide, I become a partaker of his divine nature. He has made me that already. But I might decide not to partake in it. You can have 7 cars and home and decide to walk like a slave on the street. You decided. We have access to his divine nature. I was on Facebook yesterday and I was watching Pastor David Obueli's church. And a young girl was giving the testimony about being kidnapped in, I can't remember, maybe Kaduna or whatever. And how they were killing people. Shot, killed, sick. He was
the last one. When they got to him, they started shooting. And they were shooting and the girl was there. And not him. And the guy said, stop. What is it about you? Which church do you attend that this gun, this shot did not enter you?
Partaker of divine nature. Whatever is not found in Christ should not be found in you. Why? Partaker of divine nature. By his precious promise. I told you last week, you bring the promise to your altar, at home, prayer, altar in the church, and you convert it to become reality. We are partakers of divine nature. We have an advantage because we are partakers of divine nature. That is one. Number two, we are heirs of his possession, and by his possession, we have advantage.
Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, can you read with me the last part? Let's go. Who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Can you say with me? Every.
Don't mind my English. I speak like that to make, for you to understand. Whenever you remember pastor saying every emphasis, he has blessed us in Christ, not outside Christ. You can't live your life anyhow and say, I have been blessed with every. No, you don't have every. I have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
Every spiritual blessing around God. Every spiritual blessing in heaven with God. I have been blessed with them.
Don't take my word for it. Take what the Bible says for it.
Check it in your word.
So I have access to the possessions of God, every spiritual blessing.
And if you read from verse 4 down, you will see him mentioning some of his spiritual blessings. I have been adopted. I have been accepted. I have been redeemed. I have been forgiven. I have been loved. I have been lavish. Love has been lavish on me.
Every spiritual blessing. Every. Can I hear you say every? Say that, let me hear you. Every. I have been blessed. So when we're praying for ourselves this morning and be declaring that we are blessed, we are not blessed because men say so. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly place. Because of our time, let me quickly say this. All that the Father can give, he has given us. Every spiritual blessing. All that Jesus can provide, he has given us. Every spiritual blessing. All that the Spirit can apply and make available, he has given us. Every spiritual blessing. Every. Can I say every in church? Every. Can I say every in church? Every spiritual blessing. You can access them in the place of prayer. You can access them in his word. You have an access to it because you are a signatory to the joint account. One of the things that COVID-19 taught us is what the Bible has always said that people find it difficult to understand. What COVID-19 has taught us is that you can have meeting anywhere you are in the world with anybody in the world. Before COVID-19, many of us have not heard the word Zoom before, Microsoft Teams. But now, all over, we are on Zoom. Zooming all around the place, having meetings. We've had meetings with church members on Zoom. Some are still having services on Zoom. My question is this. Let's say, like some meetings I have in the office. All of us are here in a meeting. And let's say I have just traveled to UK and I want to, and I joined the service on Zoom. When I joined the service, it got to prayer time. Oh, they say, Pastor, can you lead us in prayer? And my picture is projected here. And I prayed the prayer. Where was I? Was I in the church service or I was in UK? Was I in church service or I was in UK? Okay, church service, wave your hand. Okay, UK, wave your hand. I don't know, wave your hand. Both, wave your hand. Lord, you are good. You are good. Ephesians 2:6. Because for so a long time, when you explain some things, people don't understand. And God raised us up with him. Can we read together? And God raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ. Apart from his possession he has given us, he has given us his position and his location. I am on earth. I attend meetings in heaven. I am on earth, I consult with heaven. I am on earth, I deliberate with them in heaven. I am on earth, I ask questions in heaven. Why? I am seated with him in heavenly places. I was in UK, I had a meeting with you in church. I was in church, I was in UK. So I can appear in the court of heaven and be alive on earth. Alive. Say, God, I come by the blood for my sister, for Lake. I come by the blood. I come before the court in heaven by the blood of Jesus. Lacka must not die. For Lacka must not die. I am on earth. I am in heaven. Having a meeting. I am seated in heavenly places. And he raised us up with him. Not me. Jesus raised us up. God raised us up with Jesus and did what? And seated us with him. In heavenly places. Remember, in Christ Jesus, when you are outside Christ, you have missed it. You will drop back.
Just take Ephesians 1, 20 to 23. Look at this. Remember, we are seated in heavenly places. We are raised to sit in heavenly with Jesus. Look at this. Then he walked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him in his right hand. Remember, in Ephesians 1, where we are reading, he's saying Jesus was raised and seated in heavenly places. In Ephesians 2, 6, he said we're raised with Jesus and seated in, we are raised with Jesus and seated in heavenly places. I want you to see what happens in that heavenly place where we are sitting with Christ. That he walked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Verse 21. So, the heavenly places where you are, can we see the description? Far, far, above all rule, all authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, also in the age to come. No one can harm you, no one can touch you. It is ignorance that is killing you. We are the ones that should go everywhere and say, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? The ignorant people on their way to hell are fighting everywhere and shouting, do you know who I am? Say, do you know who I am? Please ask me also, do you know who I am? Because they see me from Nigeria, it just disrespects me. Do you know that I attend the councils in heaven? I'm seated in heavenly places, far above. Far above. Colossians 3:3, sir. Colossians 3:3. Colossians 3:3. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That is my position. My life is hidden in God. You want to talk? You now look at me and say, you are telling me you will see. How will I see now? My life is hidden. I am in God. So before anything touch me, it must touch God before it touch, because I am in him. That is where I dwell. Are we in church? Do you understand? Can your brain carry it? Can your mind carry it? Can your heart accept it? John 3:31. I have more skills, but let me jump. John 3:31. Can we read together? Please breathe in and breathe out. Remember, where are you seated? You are seated in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, far above. Abi, okay, let's read together. He who comes from above. Do you understand what you have just read? Do you understand? You have an advantage. You are seated in heavenly places, far above everything. And he who is from above. 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 He who is from above is above all. Above all principality. Above all circumstance. Above all hunger. Above all problem. All those men, leave them. We are above. He who is from 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 above. And I wrap the thing for me. We are releasing the album. And it over for you and walk for the Bora Bola show. I don't know how to interpret that. If you use underestimate something, there's something will embarrass you. It's time for, in the place of prayer and spirituality, we embarrass these little small things, small people challenging us. Remember, he who is from above is above. But let me show you one more. My time is fast, man. We have access to his power. Ephesians 1. See the Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, verse 19 to 21. I need to tell you, I've read Ephesians many times. I have still not grasped the mystery. Whenever I read, I see new things. Look at this. And he wants us to know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand. And if we go to verse 19, 18, give me 18 and 19, 18 and 19, 18 and 19. Having the eyes of your understanding and light, so that you might know what the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in his saints, that you might know. And then, that you might know the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us. The power he has made available to us are immeasurable. And he said, that power that raised Jesus from the dead, that is what he has given us. Can I shock you? See, in verse 19 and 20, the Bible used Greek word, four words for power. Four different words for power. It didn't use the same word. It used dunamis. It used exousia. It used kratos. It used iskus. And they all have different meanings. Four different kind of power he has made available to us. Dunamis, the inherent power of God that is in us. When you give your life to Christ by nature and you receive the Holy Spirit, by nature you become powerful. It is inherent in you. Whether you will now use it or not is different. When a dog is born, a dog does not practice barking, it barks. But the dog can decide not to bark. Inherently, there is a barking power in the dog. When you become born again, dunamis was made available to you when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Whether you use it or not does not matter. But you have the power. Something wants power, devil. And we have the kratos of God. So listen. By nature, you are powerful. Can I say, because I'm born again? Can I say, because I'm born again? By nature, I am powerful. Are we here? Then he gave us kratos, dominion. Then he gave us iskus, physical strength and power. And he gave us exousia, authority. I discovered that my time is fast spent. But I'm excited by the advantages that God has made available to us in Christ. Are you not happy you have an advantage? Hello, are you not happy you have an advantage? The day David was anointed, he was anointed king. He did not become king immediately. Saul was running after him. That you are experiencing challenges. You are like David. It does not stop you from being a king. It's just a matter of time. Pastor, you have said all this thing. Why is this thing happening to me now? Moses, he suffered 40 years before he became what God asked him, told him he was going to be. But I know some of you are looking at me. Pastor, I don't know what I'm going through. Now you don't know the thing that they talk about. What have you gone through that people have not gone through, that we have not gone through, that God has not taken us out of it? What? Don't let the devil make you feel you are the one suffering most on earth. You say that you are not. You are joint heirs with Christ. Lift up your hands and let's pray together. Say, I assess everything you have for me in your world. Can we pray? Say, I assess. I assess. I assess. I assess everything you have made available for me in your world. Please bow down your heads. Bow down your heads. We only become joint heirs with Christ. Just put your hand on, let's pray. We only become joint heirs with Christ when we give our life to Christ.
Everything I've said today is for people that have given their life to Christ, people that are born again. Everything I've said today, every advantage is not by name, it's not by coming to church. The advantage is by believing and accepting Jesus into your life. You are here today and you want to accept Jesus into your life so that you can be made a joint heir and enjoy these advantages. Raise your right hand up wherever you are. Can you raise your right hand up? Malibo Jita, Libo Kuliaba. Raise your hand. Manda Gada, Riabalaba Jita. Igete Lebo Jita Laba Karia. Manda Kalibo Jite Lelebo. May the Lord bless you. Read good in the name of Jesus. You will not lose your reward in the name of Jesus. By knowledge, by boldness, by audacity, walk into the advantage. In the name of Jesus, may you always remember who you are in Christ. May you always remember what God has given you. May you always operate in the advantage He has made available for you. In the name of Jesus. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you at the Wednesday service and bring somebody.